Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Journey is a sequence of events that got us to where we are today. It's the good, the bad, the ugly. It's what we look back on to appreciate how far we've come and to determine where we want to go. Our journey is a testimony to others that what we've accomplished is possible. Welcome to Journey Radio. Today we're here with Nick and Michelle Crawford, a dynamic duo of cryogenics here in Phoenix, Arizona. Their business is Cryo Recovery Lab. Welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you got into the business, Nick and Michelle.
Sure. Thank you. First of all, thanks for having us. Appreciate it. First podcast here, so bear with me here, all right? My name is Nick Crawford. I've been in the Valley for about 15 years now. I'm a former college athlete, Division I athlete, just kind of gone through my own struggles with injuries and things like that, surgeries and stuff like that. My whole background is basically sports medicine, kinesiology, human movement, if you will. Originally set out to go to PT school. Started chasing the dream for professional sports right after college. Anything besides having a real full-time job, you know? So
yeah.
I chased that for a little bit and ended up staying out here in Phoenix ever since. So basically what brought us to this point was me dealing with a lot of my own body issues, playing a sport, multiple sports from the time we were, you know, 5, 6 years old. And it wasn't for recreation. It was for winning and for trophies. It was very competitive. You know, just the whole process led up to this, I feel like. But dealing with my own injuries and things like that, that's kind of what led me to this point. So that's kind of how we're here. So,
yeah, because I understand I have a few uncles and they did hardcore football in college.
Yeah.
And now they're going through the back surgeries,
right,
the knee surgeries,
right.
And go, oh,
yeah, multiple surgeries on you know, on one knee and just, you know, the list. We don't know if we have time for them. I list them all my injuries, but you know, it's something that, you know, as I age, I started feeling mm-hmm. a little bit of the, more of the aches and pains and things like that. And then obviously you got all the data that's come out with the CTE stuff.
Oh, that's
with
the,
you know, football players or anybody that's really been in any contact sports, things like that. So, you know, as I start aging in life gracefully mm-hmm. here, I start, you know, I get concerned about that kind of stuff because you do kind of start catching little things. It's like, oh, I am kind of moody or I am kind of, you know, so you mm-hmm. kind of start catching some of that stuff. And, you know, we have young kids, young family too. And that's something I want to be, make sure I'm in, you know, coherent and available for them and be the best father possible as well as husband. So, that's essentially how we came to this crossroad here is, my whole, you know, like I said, my whole background's been in the fitness game and, sports performance, stuff like that. And, I just had done that for years and I found that, you know, it was getting saturated out there in
right.
the market. Everybody was a trainer. You know, and with the social media world, instead of being about education and what you know, it's, you know, how many followers you have and how many likes. And so, you know, which is nothing's wrong with that. If, you know, I'm not against anybody, you know, getting out there and making their money and doing that stuff. But I kind of saw a niche, if you will, that wasn't being met. Everybody's tearing up their body, especially in this CrossFit era. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, I joke, I was like, as long as CrossFit's around in sports, I'm in business. But, you know, everybody goes hard, you know, they go hard in life, they go hard in recreation, they go hard in their sport, but what are they doing to repair their body? What are they doing to recover? And that's kind of where I know, I felt like, man, there's got to be other people out there like me. I hurt in the morning when I get up, you know, my knees ache, everything's popping and moving and, you know, it takes me a little minute to get the motor running. But, you know, essentially what happened is we came across cryotherapy probably 5 or 6 years ago. Believe it or not, it's been out probably since about 2007,
wow.
2008. But it was only available to elite, you know, professional athletes, Olympic athletes, entertainers, stuff like that. We were actually in Dallas and I was visiting an old teammate, a college teammate. And I was kind of, you know, having one of my days. I was feeling my knees aching and stuff. And he's like, man, is this how it's going to be all weekend? And I'm like, I'm sorry, man. I don't know what to tell you, you know? And he's like, well, you got to try this stuff, man. I've heard about it, blah, blah. They got one out here. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, it's like an ice bath, you know? And I'm yeah. like, I hated ice baths. I did them all the time as a college athlete. It was a necessary evil and it wasn't enjoyable at all, but it got you to the next day. It got you through the week and I always had great results. So I was like, what the heck? Let's try it. And, went and tried it in Dallas. And at the time it was brand new. I mean, you're talking $75 a session. It was yeah. new to mainstream, you know, America. And I tried it and I immediately got instant relief from it. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. And during the course that we were there a couple of days, I continued to go back. I was like, I don't know if I got addicted to it or what, but I enjoyed feeling better. And what I realized is I was living in pain and I just become accustomed to it. And so a lot of my irritability, a lot of the stuff that I was dealing with personally was stemming from me living in pain and just dealing with it. And so when I wasn't in pain, I was like, wow, this is what it feels like. Like I forgot what it felt like to feel healthy and normal and not aching, you know? So at that point I was hooked and I started, you know, Michelle will tell you, that's all I've talked about for probably like 3 years was this cryotherapy thing. And we got back out here to Phoenix and there was literally one place and it was way up in North Scottsdale, which was a little bit of a drive for us. And the cost wasn't great. You know, I mean, it was still pretty expensive. So, you know, doing a 45-minute drive for a 3-minute free session at, you know, $70, you didn't feel like you were winning there. You know, you feel like you're losing a little bit. But at that point, we kind of started doing more research and different things. I was intrigued by it. And then obviously my sports medicine and exercise science background kind of had me even more intrigued as an athlete. And we just kind of continued to do research and keep an eye on the industry. And at a certain point, I felt like it was time to kind of take a leap. And it's kind of a funny story because we talk about it. I was like, one day I want to write like a book just because of the stuff that we've encountered, you know. And I'm a big believer in the signs, you know. And like, you know, I didn't used to be. I think Michelle has a lot to do with that. She's kind of, I'm kind of more the pessimist and she's the optimist, but we kind of balance each other out. So it works out well. But, you know, we kind of noticed that there was obviously a gap there, you know, and we started looking more and more into it. And it's funny, you tell them the story, the Shark Tank story.
Yeah, of course you have to tell them.
So I'm a huge Shark Tank guy. I love watching Shark Tank.
Oh, yes.
I watch old episodes, new episodes, you name it. So I was actually at a point in my life, I'd done the training stuff, did all that, but I had a family, I had kids. I need something very steady. I need insurance, things like that. Yeah. So I kind of, you know, I did my time in corporate America.
Right.
And I try to approach everything that I do to, like as an athlete would, to be the best at it, right? And whether I'm sitting in a cubicle selling stuff or, you know, whatever it may be. But I felt like I did my time and my stripes in corporate America. And at the time I was working for one of the largest education providers in the country when it comes to like sports performance training, corrective exercise training. It was called National Academy of Sports Medicine. I did, I think about 2.5 years with them. Wow. You know, nothing bad to say about it. Just, it was great environment. The money was awesome. I'd never made that much money in my life, as far as, you know, being able to provide for my family and stuff. But it got to the point where it was just becoming so taxing on my mind, my body. I was making good money, but I wasn't spending time with my kids that were growing fast. And, you know, my hair was turning gray. I was getting bags under my eyes. It was just stressful, you know?
True.
And it just wasn't suiting me. And I remember at one point I had I was just done with it, you know? And I had reached my end of my wits with it. And I had told our senior management, you know, I resign. I'm done. You know, I'll find something else. I have a degree. I have an education. I have a lot of experience. I was comfortable leaving, but as I started driving home, the reality set in. I gotta go tell my wife now how I gave up this 6-figure job and I'm gonna see how she takes it, you know? So I'm kind of contemplating this on the drive home and I kid you not, you know, we've been looking into this. I've been researching it and everything in my body's.
Right.
You know, you see little keys and signs, different places, but everything in my body was telling me that I need to pursue this. And I walk in the door, and this is no joke. I can't make this stuff up. I walk in the door. My kids never really watch Shark Tank with me every once in a while, but I'm usually the one watching, and then they'll come in and watch. And I walk in the door, and I'm ready to break the news to my wife, you know, like, okay, I just gave up this job, and I'm just ready to do something different. And I kid you not, there is actually a Shark Tank episode where they're doing cryotherapy. There's a guy there, and he's shopping a cryotherapy chamber, but he's more so trying to franchise his business and get into different gyms and different, you know, different venues. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a light bulb went off finally. And I was like, if you don't see the sign now, like, you're an idiot. You know, it's like, and I was just like, wow. And it was like a big weight lifted off my shoulders when I walked in. And so at that point, I was kind of like, okay with my decision. And, you know, and obviously I have a great support system here.
You
and, you know, we were okay at the time. You know, we'd stacked away some cash and, you know, she had a full-time job. So our combined income, we were fine, you know, and. But it was risky, you know, because it's outside of the norm. Everybody likes to stay comfortable and, you know, you get a nice, you know, cushy job and you get complacent, you know, and I felt like I was rotting away in a cubicle. and it was killing me. And you know, nothing wrong with cubicles, but it's not for everybody. And for me, it wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I had made the decision, I'm all in. And thank God Michelle had my back, because she mm-hmm. could have just said, you know, no, I'm not. And I'm going to take the kids and I'm out, you know, or something. But, you know, I know that's not in her nature, but, you know, she's always been a great supporter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you have that support system, whether it's, you know, a family friend or, mm-hmm. your significant other, it makes a huge difference in taking that leap. So that's essentially how we got to this point here. But, you know, we were just talking about all the different, just the other day, about all the different ups and downs mm-hmm. and twists and turns we've had. And it, you know, we're in what, year two now? Mm-hmm. And we're still standing,
We're still standing.
So that's one thing to be proud of. But, you know, we've seen some cryo places mm-hmm. and similar type businesses mm-hmm. come and go in the last mm-hmm. 2 years, you know, and we don't know that if that's, you know, more so marketing or mm-hmm. maybe just not the right demographic, whatever. But we just, you know, we felt like we had something there mm-hmm. and based on my background and things like that, I felt like, you know, I can speak on it well. I'd done my research, you know, things like that. Whereas you had a lot of other people that were just kind of getting in the industry that had the capital, had the money. It's predicted to be $1 billion industry by, you know, 2022. Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's under the umbrella of an already huge, you know, multi-billion-dollar industries in mm-hmm. the anti-aging, the wellness, mm-hmm. the fitness realm. It all falls under that umbrella. And so, you know, we were comfortable with jumping in. And, you know, the thing with in the Valley here in Phoenix mm-hmm. is there's so many sports, you know, venues, and we have just about every, major professional sporting team mm-hmm. here. It's just a great place. The weather, you know, you can have sporting events here year round. So I was like, why wouldn't this work here?
Right.
And so that's essentially. That's led us story. To this spot here. I know I keep saying that, but it's like, I'm leaving some stuff out here and there, but uh-huh. you know, we've had times where, you know, we probably, you know, we get like punched in the stomach and you're like, you think you're doing well. And it's something comes mm-hmm. up or this or that. And it's just kind of takes you on a little roller coaster, but there's a lot of people, you know, that I feel like would already given up. We persevered and kept fighting through. And now we're kind of in our dream location Sweet. Here, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah,
we landed a great spot inside mm-hmm. of this huge multi-million-dollar basketball training facility right down the street here from you guys.
Yeah, I saw it, and it's awesome. And I wanted to interject. They say that if you've made it 1 year in business, you're taking off. And so, and I felt it because once I made the 1 year and passed with the salon, they said, "Oh, Enid, you're doing good. You've already made it through 1 year." And I'm like, "Really?"
Right.
But I know it takes a whole lot of grit.
Right.
And you just have to make in your mind, "I'm not going to quit."
Right.
I want to ask Michelle, what did you think when he came home and said, "You know what, honey, sweetie, babe, what were you thinking, and how did you get to the point supporting your husband and going back to your vows, till death do we part, and we're one right now, mm-hmm. and I'm going to support him and make sure he's successful, or we are successful as a unit, because right now it's both of you guys all in."
Mm-hmm. I've known Nick since I was 18 years old. So we have been together. We say we grew up together. I think also, I grew up with parents I saw my mom support my dad with whatever he wanted to do, mm-hmm. you know, whatever industry he wanted to be in, she supported him. And the main thing is I wanted him to be the best version of himself for my kids and for our home. And so I saw what this job was doing. I swear, the only time we were like excited about it was payday. And then it was boom, next, you know, or the end of the month when he hit goal. And then it was like the same thing over and over. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the life I envisioned. And for him too, you know, we want a family that works together and is together. I didn't want to be at home with the kids and he's working every day or not available for them for games. And I didn't see an end to it. And I guess that's what was scary is right now we are busy. It is, it's not like he gets to do whatever he wants with his kids, but we're doing it for ourselves. And eventually that's the goal.
That's the end goal.
That's the end goal. Mm-hmm. And he's like my best friend. So it was like hard to live two separate, two separate lives mm-hmm. almost. And to come home and be feel defeated or be exhausted. It was like, we didn't get the Nick I know, the Nick that I married. But this has just been the past 2 years. It's been crazy. I talked about it in the other podcast, but it's like a roller coaster ride. But it's like, it's been fun. It's right. We're dreaming again. We, at night, we talk about, oh my God, what's next? And we're like strategic planning together and it's our thing, you know?
Right.
And people that go into the lab, they know it too. They're like, this is different. You know, it's not, you don't feel like you're just a process or a person. We get to know our clients. It's just, it's been cool. I would support him no matter what. So.
Right. And Nick, I must say, I met Michelle maybe a year ago or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been 2 years. I'm
yeah.
not sure. But when she was still working in corporate America and
right.
she came in like. And then I saw her a month ago and she was like, hey,
right.
she's smiling
it's,
and everything.
It's crazy. It's
like
a crazy
now.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my goodness, I've seen the transformation right,
right
now and it's really exhilarating.
Right.
And
it's a little contagious.
To me. It's yeah, a little contagious.
It's so, and you know what I will go back on too is, you know, they say you're like the five friends or the people that you're around.
Right.
You'll level up to them. And we have friends that have their own businesses. So, and they've been in business for a really long time. So we've seen their ups and downs.
Right.
But they're so encouraging. Mm-hmm. And when you're friends with people like that who do give you like, it can be bad or we barely made it this month, but next month they're, you know, doing really well. It's been encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good support system and just trying to stay with those type of people who are trying to live their own dream.
Right.
Has been helpful for us. Cause when we find ourselves, you know, there's certain people you call and they're like, so how much money did you make in 2 weeks? And I'm
right.
like, this is not the world
it's
we're
not
living
the conversation
anymore.
We want to have.
And it's none of your business.
Yeah.
yeah.
But, you know, so it's like, we'll go back to them and be like, okay, we're in a funk right now. Like
right.
we just need some encouraging words. And,
right.
and it's nice to have that, you know, and we're
it
just
is.
Very honest with them. It doesn't feel like we're hiding anything or we're bubbling everything up. We have people to like bounce ideas off of. So that's been really cool.
Right. And that's important. I was talking to somebody just maybe the same thing. It seemed to be the whole month has been this. And I was saying, so it's so great to have a support system. I have a Rolodex because there's people that are really good at certain things.
Right.
And when I hit that wall or that
yeah.
issue, then I go through, oh, let me call Janae.
Yes.
And
right.
Like, oh,
and
let me call Catherine.
We're realizing
oh,
that too.
Yeah.
Like you can't do everything
mm-mm.
on your own, you know, and some stuff you have to delegate and pass on to somebody that knows a little more than
yes.
you. Or can, you know, and it's hard because it's,
uh-huh.
you know, one, it costs money and two, it's it might be a pride thing too. But,
right.
You know, nobody gets here alone, you know?
No. Yeah, I need that, you know, somebody to say, okay, I'm praying for you. Okay,
yes.
this is what you
yeah.
need to do. And they can look at the big picture where we're all in the funk, you
mm-hmm.
say, or bogged down.
Right.
And you kind of forget all of the encouragement or whatever it was
right.
that got you there. But then they kind of come in and remind you. And then you go, okay, I can make it another month.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
yes.
kind of realign you a little bit.
Realign, yeah.
Exactly.
yeah. And I want to ask Nick, so with this new cryogenics, does it mm-hmm. help with the new athlete coming up? Do you see the benefits
oh, absolutely.
More so with the football, the basketball, ice?
We,
hockey.
You know, we get, you know, we have a wide demographic. You know, obviously
mm-hmm.
we try to cater to the athletic realm and the fitness
right.
world and, you know, more so pain management as to where a lot of other places are more on the beauty side or like
right.
a spa, you know, which is,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. I mean, there's, it all, it falls under all that stuff, but, I knew there was other people out there that felt like me, you know, their body probably felt like me or hurt. You know, that's the one thing I've learned, you know, in my 39 years of living is everybody wants to lose weight.
Right.
And everybody has something that hurts.
That's right.
And so that's two things I know for sure. And that you will pay, you know, taxes.
That's
and
right.
And other than that, then that's how it is. But that's kind of how I look at it. And so I'm, you know, I'm a little different. I see, like
mm-hmm.
right now, I see cars driving by. I'm that guy's back probably hurts. This guy's, you know, I'm seeing dollar
yeah.
signs to me because I think in that regard of who can we reach or who
mm-hmm.
can this benefit. But as far as today's athlete, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely it's a game changer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think we use ice very much in our place. I mean, everything's based off of cryo, which is why
yeah.
we call it Cryo Recovery Lab. So, you know, we obviously do more than just cryo, but that's the basis of kind of what we do, the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So we utilize that quite a bit. But I, you know, just thinking back, like if I had access to stuff like this growing up, you know, that, you know, I played through a lot of different injuries.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a very high pain tolerance and I realize, you know, that I played through a lot of stuff I probably shouldn't have, that probably made it worse.
Yeah.
You know, but as a, especially as a young man or an athlete and a competitive athlete, like my whole goal in life was to play a professional sport or at least get to a college and get my school paid for my
that's
parents.
True.
That was my goal. And that was my parents were like, hey man, as long as you get a scholarship, that's, you're winning. That's, you know, that's helping us out. I don't care about professional sports. Yeah. That's a plus if you get to do that. You know, but I had two knee surgeries before I was out of high school. And so the fact that I was able to even make it to a Division I school, mm-hmm. you know, it was huge for me because a lot of people had already given up, you know, and I had kind of got a taste of both worlds.
Right.
You know, when I was coming up in high school, I grew mm-hmm. up in northern New Mexico, right about 40 minutes from the Colorado border, a little town called Farmington, New Mexico. And there's, you know, this is pre-internet days. There was no internet recruiting. There was none of this stuff. And, you know, if you were good, they found you, you
right.
know, and I started becoming, my athletic feats or whatever, football and stuff. I started getting some attention and getting some national attention. I started becoming a highly recruited student athlete coming out of our small town. And it was like a dream come true because it was everything I've worked so hard for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wasn't a guy that went out and partied and got into trouble and hung around. I mean, my dad kind of kept me on a strict path. And he was kind of like, look, man, what do you want to do after high school? And I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to play a sport. And he's like, all right, well, you know, it's going to take some work and, mm-hmm. and some dedication and some sacrifice. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, do you want my help? And I'm like, sure. And he goes, all right, I'm just letting you know, there's going to be days you love me. There's going to be days you hate me. And he goes, there's probably going to be more days where you hate me. And I'm like,
yeah.
you know, let's do it.
Bring
you know,
it on.
So, you know, just even looking back, I wouldn't have got as far, mm-hmm. into athletics or,
right.
and, you know, just even, you know, and there's a whole nother side of this too, where, you know, with my dad, you know, mm-hmm. just he was a big influence on me, was instilled a lot of hard work in me. Just, you know, you outwork people.
Yeah.
And that's how I got ahead on the field, mm-hmm. that's how I got ahead in the classroom, stuff like that. But I kind of got a taste of the other side of it, the college recruiting, where, you know, everything's fine and good as long as you're healthy.
Right.
But the minute you get hurt, mm-hmm. that phone stops ringing, those letters stop coming, those scholarship offers, you know, turned into, why don't you come walk on?
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, I'd worked so hard for a couple of years and I reached this, I felt like the pinnacle where I was supposed to be. And then my senior year, I got hurt like second or third game my senior year, tore up some meniscus in my knee, you know, nothing crazy, ACL or anything mm-hmm. like that. But it was enough to make me miss quite a few games, which is enough to take you off the recruiting radar. And so I kind of had to, you know, go through the back door, so to mm-hmm. speak, to get to Division I, because I had a lot of schools that they were, you know, calling, talking to my mom and sweet talking my mom mm-hmm. and my parents every week and really trying to get us to go there. And then at a certain point, it stopped because I was hurt,
wow.
you know. And so luckily, I was fortunate enough to come back and, mm-hmm. and you know, I played the last game of my senior year of football, which was by that time was a little too late. You know, a lot of scholarships were already given out, things mm-hmm. like that. So I ended up bouncing back, having a really good basketball and track season and stuff. So it let people know that, hey, he's back, he's healthy,
he's back. Yeah.
and he's good to go. But by that time, the scholarships are gone. So it turned into, you know, well, I have some different basketball offers mm-hmm. or I have some different avenues I can go. But when you've had a taste of
football,
you know, I went on, you know, a visit, like for instance, to the University of Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I was an option quarterback and they run an option offense and mm-hmm. they loved my athleticism. We can put you anywhere. But when you get a taste of seeing these big time schools with these facilities and the money behind it, and then that disappears and it turns into like a junior college that wants
yeah.
you. It's like a completely different experience. And you're like, wow, this is crazy. This is nothing like the university I just visited. So, you know, I got to experience what some kids may never go through and
that's
what
true.
A lot of kids might go
mm-hmm.
through. So I feel like I have a different perspective on things. And it's still like, even though we're not getting paid as
right.
a college athlete, you're still expected to perform like a professional
right.
and, you know, do all these different things. But when you're hurt,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even the NCAA doesn't want to take care of you. You know, the school doesn't want to take care of you. So, I just being beat up and stuff mm-hmm. like that, I just feel real fortunate to even be able to get to where I ended up playing at New Mexico State for 4 years. Not you know, University of Nebraska or any mm-hmm. major conference, but it was a mid-major. And I was, you know, fortunate enough to get on the field and play 4 years. I didn't get to play my natural position because mm-hmm. I just wanted to get on the field and play. I didn't want to
That's
stand
true.
On the sidelines. So, I feel like I'm also mentoring some of these kids when they come in because, you know, everybody thinks they're going here or mm-hmm. going there. And the statistics say it's very hard to get a college scholarship, even at the Division I, Division II, Division III level,
mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. So you know, there's a whole nother side of this besides just the getting better and things like that. So I kind of on a mission to help kids realize you need to take care of your body.
Right.
Because when the ball stops bouncing, or, you know, your knees ain't working, like it's your athletic career is only so much of your life.
Yeah.
You have the rest of your life. And then you got to live with the aches and pains and the things that you neglected, you know? So, I mean, I have a unique perspective on it. And, I mean, obviously I could tell my sad story, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people have similar stories, but.
Yeah. Tell me this, because I have spoken to other athletes. There was a U of A basketball player who used to coach my son in basketball, but he was saying that playing sports in college or sports period kind of got him ready for the corporate America, got him ready for business. And then I'm listening to your story, and it's not only that it got you ready for business, but it got you ready for the ups and downs.
Right
now you have that tenacity where you won't give up because you went out there for your scholarship
Right. Well, I mean, you know, playing through injuries, doing stuff like, you know, not giving up, you know, and things like that. I mean, it definitely prepares you, you know, and being a college athlete, it teaches you responsibility. It teaches you how to be punctual, you know, and to have some accountability because your mama's not there to wake you up and tell you got to go to class and things like that. And, you know, I saw a lot of great athletes that never, you know, never got on the field because, you know, they couldn't get down just the aspect of, hey, I'm in control of this. I got to get up and, you know, go to practice. I got to get up and go to class and do things like that because they were so used to having everything done for them.
Right.
And I mean, great athletes, but just didn't have the mental perspective or the fortitude to make it happen. So, it definitely prepares you for life. And that's why you see a lot of corporations now and businesses, they're seeking out former college athletes because that's how we approach everything.
Right.
You know, you approach life like you would a sport.
Mm-hmm.
And just like anything, you gotta put in the time and you gotta do preparation and things like that, strategic planning and things.
Yes.
So it definitely translates. Mm-hmm. So.
What about, I know when I went, I was like, of course, when I showed up, I'm always in pain. My chiropractor says from my head to my toe. So it started with a fall at work, you know, in the rain, you know, slippery steps, and then a few accidents, and I've recovered mostly.
Right.
But then when I got hit by a car, I'm still feeling the shoulder, the knee. And then the last one was more nerve damage. I think the girl hit me. I was in my car, but it was more of the nerves that got, because I was in good shape. I'm like, okay, I'll be done in a week. And it's like, ooh, that's totally different. But then when I saw you and I went in and it's like, okay. And you said it helps with the inflammation because the nerve damage is a little bit different. And I got in the cold room and it's like, this is pretty cool. And I swear that it took me because I missed my chiropractor appointment, but I didn't feel the pain. And I was in there with the cold and I lasted longer than the athletes is what he told
me. That's
true.
She did last longer than some of my big football players. Some guys jump out there and, you know, 30 seconds a minute.
But it really benefited me and I want to do it again.
Right.
I want to do it again. And so what do you say about just us walking down the street? They got hurt in car accidents or falls.
Absolutely. And that's one thing we try to, you know, obviously we kind of market to the athletic side and stuff. But I have all sorts of different people. I have people that have autoimmune diseases that come in. I have people that are, you know, have fused spines and, you know, car accident victims, things like that. People that are in chronic acute pain, you know, and so it definitely it's definitely given these people some relief. And so, you know, those people are a testament too. It's not, you know, and I'm not one of these people that will sit here and sell you snake oil and tell you, oh, everything works unless I've done it and I know that it works. So, you know, and the thing with cryotherapy, there's still a lot of science out on it. And, you know, the problem is all the major research that was done was, you know, it was created in Japan years ago. And I think in the 70s by a doctor, but it was designed for rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, wow.
So what they found is that, you know, it's an inflammatory thing, right?
Yeah.
So what they believe is just about every type of disease, whether that be physical, mental, whatever, is inflammation based, right?
It is.
And, right. And, you know, our bodies are not designed to operate with inflammation. And a lot of that can come from the air we're breathing, the pollution that we breathe every day, especially living in a big city, things like that. The air isn't as pure as it used to be.
It's true.
The food is, you know, processed and it's just not natural. You know what I mean? It's like sludge in your system.
Yes.
And so, and all that stuff causes inflammation. Like I swear I've never heard of more autoimmune diseases until mm-hmm. this point in time, you know, and maybe they just were undiagnosed and people didn't know what they were, but I feel like it's either environmental or, you know, through our food and stuff right. like that and pharmaceuticals that's triggering this inflammation in people. So, you know, everything that cryo does is about reducing inflammation. And so most injuries, most pain, all that stuff is caused by inflammation. So we're really just trying to reduce systemic inflammation in the body yeah. overall, right?
Yeah.
So it definitely has a pain relieving effect. It releases endorphins, norepinephrine, which is like your pain relieving hormones. And it also releases other endorphins that help you sleep. And that's where a lot of people don't really understand the mechanism behind it, where, you know, they think, yeah, you'll feel good when you come out because you released a lot of pain relieving,
right.
you know, endorphins and stuff mm-hmm. like that, anti-inflammatories, which will kind of numb the pain and the pain signals and stuff. But the reality is that the inflammation, it's subsided a little bit, but we got to continue to work to, you know, it's like chiropractic massage,
yeah.
like, you know, you're not going to get fixed one time, but the more you do it, the better you feel.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we're trying to convey to people is mm-hmm. that it's not a one-time fix, but it will give you some immediate pain relief. But it is something that you should continue to do because your body will just continue to you'll feel your body change. You'll
yeah.
literally feel your body change.
It was moving better too. And
yeah, good.
The other side effect, you know, I've been on this weight loss program.
Right.
I'm doing HCG, but then off time, mm-hmm. I'm doing just a strict diet.
Right.
I lost 3 pounds. I am
yeah.
not kidding. I was like, oh my goodness, I need to go
right.
back.
And for some people, I mean, I tell them it burns calories. They're like, hey, calorie burn. Yeah, I don't care about the pain relief. But, you know, just not to kind of go back, but what I was trying to get at was, you know, the sleep. Sleep is your repair comes from, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's another thing. A lot of people aren't getting quality sleep.
Right.
You know, people are getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep and, you know, they're on electronics or on different things that overstimulate the brain and the eyes, and it tricks you into staying up longer than you should and things like that. So it takes longer for your brain to rest and kind of get into a deep sleep state. Well, cryotherapy releases those hormones and those endorphins, the dopamine, the melatonin, that actually helps you get into a deep sleep, whereas really where the recovery takes place. So a lot of people think, oh, I come right out of the chamber, I'm fully recovered. Yeah, the process has started.
Right.
But over the next 24 to 48 hours is really where you're going to get a lot of recovery in the tissue mm-hmm. and in the body and the joints is from sleep.
And is it diet too? Because I remember you telling me, make sure I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, we just like to, you know, reiterate the hydration.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody drinks as much water as they think they do. And, you know, but I had an old teacher used to always say, by the time you're thirsty, you're already yeah. dehydrated, you know, so you should always be drinking water and stuff. But we just feel like it helps accelerate because it's essentially flushing your body. We're moving a lot of blood mm-hmm. around in the cryo. So essentially the mechanism behind cryotherapy is you step in this chamber.
Mm-hmm.
We start, if somebody's new, we start you out from maybe 2 to 3 minutes, just kind of see how your body adapts. And we don't want to freak you out right away with the full 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But you know, some people respond differently.
Mm-hmm.
And what really happens is your body, you get in there and your body goes into flight or fight mode.
That's true.
And so what it is essentially is, and I hate saying this and using this term, but it's almost like pre-hypothermia. So we're tricking the mechanism in your body to think that, oh crap, I'm about to freeze. I'm going into survival mode. So all the blood pools from your extremities to your core.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it's almost like a centrifuge. It's just spinning and it's picking up oxygen, nutrients, and things because it's thinking we got to hang on for the long haul, right? We're freezing. And
right.
at that point, by the time your body realizes what's happening, the 3 minutes, the 2 minutes is up. You step out, all that blood rushes back to your, you know, your extremities, your capillaries, your venules, and you just have this super oxygenated, nutrient-dense blood flowing mm-hmm. through your body. And that's the tingling sensation you kind
yes.
of feel when you come out. And you feel that for a couple hours, right? Kind of
right.
flowing through your
you
body.
Do.
And you even feel like a cold sensation, but you're completely warm.
Right.
But
it's just
yes. the blood flow. And what's
yeah.
crazy is it's the cryo, what it does is the blood will actually, the fresh oxygenated blood will actually go through and like scan your body.
Oh, wow.
Literally like you're scanning for a computer virus. So it's looking for any damaged tissue, anything that would be like an anomaly in your body that it doesn't recognize, right? Whether that's joint right. pain or inflammation or whatever. Muscle tears, things like
uh-huh.
that. So it's great for, you know, pain relief. It's great mm-hmm. for mood enhancement. It's great for anti-aging. Obviously, we use a lot of it for muscle recovery and, right. and joint pain and muscle relief, things like that. But, you know, the burning calories is just a plus of it. So, right. So, you know, and I don't like to make false claims, but, you know, there is definitely, I don't know exactly how many calories it's burning, but I know mm-hmm. A man's going to burn more calories than a female because they carry more lean body mass. But that's typically, I would say somewhere between 600 to 800 calories mm-hmm. after within about, you know, 16 hours or so after the session, you'll burn somewhere in that range. And really what it is, it's not when you're in the chamber that's burning the calories. Mm-hmm. It's your body fighting to get that blood back through the extremities and warming back up. And as it's doing that, it's uh-huh. tapping into your fat stores and it's burning the calories, right?
Right.
Your brown fat, which is what's very stubborn and hard to get rid of, your brown fat in your body. So that's where the calorie burn comes from. So a lot of people think, I just step in this thing and I burn calories. Well, it's taking place over the several next hours after your treatment. So,
right.
But no, we love to tell people about the calories. So, yeah, so you guys got me started awesome. Talking about it. I can't stop talking about it. I'm like a kid talking about it.
Yeah, but we can go over to the beauty side, and that's Michelle. I know Catherine. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's our production.
Yeah, I'm not very good looking. Yeah. Talk to her about that.
So Michelle, she does the beauty part, yes. and Catherine, she got to experience that, and I know that it reduced about, you know, majority, 20% of her wrinkles, right? But she was really loving it. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, besides just even the cryofacial, even right. just the tightening of the skin, uh-huh. what I found is it gives you like clarity. Like, you know, with yeah. the new blood circulating, yeah. mm-hmm. that's what I love about it is when I'm done, I feel like I had a cup of coffee. Like I'm ready to go. Right. Of course, there's the, you know, the wrinkles and helping with brightening the dark spots.
Right.
All of those benefits. But I'm telling you, that clarity is like game changer for sure. I love to do it right when I get in work. And uh-huh. it's like, what are you doing? I'm like giving myself a facial.
Yeah. I'm drinking my cup of coffee.
Some of that. We have customers.
So, but a lot of Nick's clients have turned into my clients now. So yes. they'll come in, they're still doing like the compression boots, they're doing mm-hmm. the whole body chamber, but they're ending with cold beauty and doing cryofacials with us, which has been awesome. So they're getting like a full body treatment, which is cool.
Yeah, I really loved it. And I think it's therapeutic too, like you yes. were saying, mm-hmm. very relaxing. Because I noticed while I was watching the process, that Catherine just went into the Zazelle.
Yeah.
And the same thing, like you were right. saying, a mood changer.
Right, right.
She yes. was so happy. She just sat there and she was totally happy.
Yeah, and it's like a cold cloud that's just uh-huh. over your face. So it doesn't hurt. It's not, it's really, I don't know, it's a different feeling mm-hmm. too. What did you?
Would you say meditation? Or?
Yeah, what did you say? It was like a cold menthol? Yeah. What did you say?
It's like, it feels like somebody's blowing on your face with like an Altoid in their mouth. Yeah. It's like it's just a really refreshing feeling, yeah. you know? And what's cool is it's not, you know, it's not just for women, you know, and guys, yeah. I'm one of these guys that you'll never see me getting a facial or my, yeah. you know,
no
my nails done,
no
things like that. Yeah, you know, things like that. Well I mean, here and there, but you know, I gotta keep it somewhat
clean up. But today for Michelle.
Exactly.
Right?
But as far as like, you know, the beauty side, you know, guys aren't really, you know, liking to do that stuff, but we're starting to see more and more, you know, and what's great too is it's great just for your just overall skin. Like,
right.
you know, if you have any skin disorders or even mm-hmm. just mild, you know, acne, mild to severe acne, it actually kills the bacteria on the face as well.
Oh,
so,
wow.
so it's actually really? Helping people that have some other skin conditions, not uh-huh. just, you know, not just wanting to look good, you know,
right.
so.
Mm-hmm.
It's really multifaceted. It's pretty cool when you really sit down and break it down, what it does mm-hmm. and what it can do. And, so it's kind of weird. So we're like, do we build a wall and start like a half beauty side and half athletic recovery? Or like, how do we do this? So that's one thing that we're really looking at right now because, you know, with the beauty side of it,
right.
it's like I said, it's so big.
Right.
I mean, the beauty market right now is so big. That this is just a snapshot of it, but it's going to have a big market share mm-hmm. of it, of the yeah. health and wellness and beauty realm. So, you know, and Michelle fought me a little bit on it, and I was like, no, you have to read, you know, and I'm yeah. a research guru. So uh-huh. I mean, I'll sit there and read stuff for hours and days. So like, I don't just dive into stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I did my research for 2 years before we purchased a chamber mm-hmm. or got going mm-hmm. in the industry and stuff like that. So we really wanted to make sure we knew what we were doing and that we can, you know, educate people on it as we're going through this too, because it's still a very you know, Wild West, if you will,
right,
in this industry,
and like, that, totally, and that's new, right, and groundbreaking. And
it's, yeah, I mean, you go to LA, you go to San Francisco, you go. I mean, there's one, you know, maybe every mile or every couple blocks. New York as well. So we were surprised to find that, you know, Phoenix, such a fast growing city, and people from all over, that it hadn't really caught on like that,
right?
And if it did, it was more, you know, up north, you know, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley area, where it's more just spa based stuff. So I'm like, there's got to be, you know, a need for this in the athletic and just overall wellness realm. So I don't know. It's just crazy how we ended up here. I sit back sometimes, but you're so busy that you don't have time to sit back and reflect sometimes. And it's like, we just got to keep going. We got to keep going. So it's cool. Every once in a while, you get to sit back and say, like, wow, we went from here to here.
Right.
You know? And
we're still learning so much. Yeah. Like, we had the Nike tournament that came, and it was like a whole bunch of girls. And I was like taking pictures, and I'm like, make sure you tag us on Instagram. And the girls looked at me, and they're like, we don't do Instagram in high school. We do Twitter. And I was like, no, I just learned like how to be good at Instagram.
Me too.
So we're learning along with like these influencers who are high school and college athletes, which is pretty cool. And so I was like, Nick, we got to get a Twitter
account.
And he's like, oh my gosh, you know, like
I can barely handle my stuff right now.
But just staying in the loop, you know, that's how they want their information, which is fine. Right. So we're kind of still learning as we go and everything changes so quickly. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're in the know.
And so that's something else. It's like, how do you market yourself? How do we get this out here? Of course, today we're on internet radio, which is pretty awesome. But then you also have... I hit Facebook on to let them know that you're going to be on LinkedIn and Instagram. I didn't do Twitter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But then I'm learning with you now that you said it. It's like, oh, you know what? We have to cover all demographics.
Right. Yeah, they all serve their own, you know, their own purpose and demographic, obviously. So we try to touch on all of them if we can.
Yeah.
But, you know, we try to be good at a lot of things.
Right.
You know, and not just one thing. Because, I mean, you know, things change quickly, especially in this day and time, especially on the social media side. You could be here one day and gone the next, and it's one day it's hot, one day it's not. So we just try to stay on top of that. Michelle's pretty good about that, so I kind of delegate that to her, and that takes a little bit off my plate, you know, the social media and the marketing. But that's a lot of her background and stuff like that too. So it's, you know, I trust her with it.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here, my mind is starting to work now that you said, oh, Twitter is for high school. Then I'm going, oh yeah, and then you got LinkedIn for professionals, then you have Facebook.
Right.
More for you know, my generation, your generation, then we got all these other Instagram is really working for the professionals too, because my daughter's like over 11,000 followers, and that's pushing her business in real time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's crazy how you get out there.
Yeah.
And but then you got to be able to follow up. Like, I have to say, I think she's the best stylist in Tucson or in Arizona.
There you go.
But, you know, after you get all those followers, you have to follow up with the actual work.
Right.
And how are you staying relevant with your clients, keeping them engaged and coming back? How do you do it?
Well, I mean, obviously the social media platforms and stuff like that. But, you know, we talk to our clients too. We don't, you know, we're not just trying to get you in and out. We don't treat everybody, you know, like in a cookie cutter fashion. Everybody's got different, you know, different ailments and different things they're dealing with. We can customize certain treatment protocols for you and stuff like that. So I'm a little different in that regard. And I think that's kind of what's helped me, you know, looking at it now is just, you know, me having the background, being an athlete, people are a little more trusted in coming to me as opposed to maybe somebody else or another competitor. So, you know, and I have had people come in and be like, oh, I have people, you know, I'm like that. I go to different cities and states. I love to try different cryo places.
Right.
I love to try different chambers. I love to try different, you know, different venues, different stuff. But, and typically it's because I'm hurting from traveling, like from the plane or sitting in a car for six, seven hours with my kids. So, you know, we just try to get to know our clients. We try to make it more of a personal experience for people. And just let them know we care, man. We want you to feel better walking out than when you walked in.
Right.
And if you don't, then we didn't do our job. You know, we didn't give you the full experience.
Right.
So, you know, we try to stay in that realm and kind of make it customer centric. You know,
this has been probably the hardest part for Nick is like getting out there putting it out there. I mean, honestly,
you're such a natural.
I'm not
though.
At all. Well, it's just hard for me to put. You know, I'm just such a private person. It's hard for me to. You know, she's good about putting me out there. Like,
she's like, Michelle, how many pictures do you have on Instagram? I'm like, I just want a little.
No,
you know,
idea.
But you know, a lot of our customers, it's the benefits speak for themselves, right. The experience. And he'll get text messages where I'm like, Nick, ask them to write a review instead of send you a text message. And he's like, why? Like, they had a good experience. And I'm like, no, that's not how the world works anymore.
She wants
like,
to highlight everything.
Yeah.
So which like, I get, you know, you have to.
Because that's where people are looking. Right. And once they do come to us, they're like, we had no idea.
No idea.
And I'll tell you, this is me and Nick. We really invested in this business. So we don't have outside funding. So marketing is expensive.
Yeah.
It really is expensive. And so we really rely on our clients to share their benefits or their experience with others to bring them in. And we're learning along the way. And, you know, it's been a good time.
Good run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know my chiropractor, Dr. Cochran. I'll give him a shout out. No social media. He doesn't even have a cell phone. Does not have a Facebook account. But I can't get in.
Right, right.
You know, it took me three months to get in.
And that just goes to show you that, you know, I've been in the sales stuff. I've been in all these different realms. But even as big as social media is and all this stuff, still the best form of marketing is word of mouth.
Word of mouth. That's all he does.
Yes.
Yeah. And somebody told me, oh my God, you got to go to Dr. Cochran.
Right.
He will hook you up. And sure enough, and he does continuing education also. Right. That's important.
So he stays
like
up
you
on
guys
the game.
Stay up on the game, but just word of mouth, not even a yellow page. I'm like, really? Yeah. And so that right there, it's all about what you do after you get the people in the room.
Exactly.
And I love when people talk to me and make me feel at home. They listen, then they hear me. And I know you heard me because you got the spot, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We want to give a shout out to the facility. That's where we're at right now. And just the owners there, this is new for them too. This is the first time they built it's been 3.5 months now?
Yeah.
3.5 months.
So only a three. It's awesome. That's
where we're at.
I mean,
we can name all of the owners there and everybody who works there. It's cool because it's like, it's their first time. So the Nike tournament, it was like, it's not like, oh, we've been doing it. It was like, first time, so we're all like learning together and working together, and you know, later we're like, we did it, or you know, we're just really excited about it, and it's just great energy and great, you know, it's just a great atmosphere to be in.
I like that because right now, you know, in the room, I don't know if anybody else can feel it, but when you get in the room and you start talking about this stuff, or the topics, it just fills you with so much excitement because it's the learning. You're learning something new. Not only that, but we're learning how you did it and your struggles and everything else because people think, oh, I got that. I can do that too.
Right.
But it's like, it's about the journey.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you gathered all of this knowledge when you started playing football in high school.
Right.
It's when you start building and going on your journey so you can get to like this success right here. So
Right. Yeah, it's been, we still got a ways to go. So it's, you know, it's, we don't like to rest on the laurels or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know, we want to continue to build and grow. And, you know, our goal is to have a location on the west side, on the east side, on the, you know, on the north side. You know, we want to take over the valley at some point, but, you know, we understand it's going to be a process and we don't want to overextend ourselves and lose the quality of our service and how we do things. And that's the hard part for me right now is this is my baby.
Right.
And I'm not comfortable passing that off to somebody.
Right.
No matter how much I trust them, you know, but when I find that right person that I can trust and bring on board and continue to assist us and grow this thing and in that manner, then I think we'll be in a good position. But right now we're plenty busy where we're at, and it's kind of a revolving door with the basketball and stuff like that going on. Obviously, we kind of cater to that, but we have our own clientele as well. So it's definitely something that's exciting, and we're just trying to hang on for the ride, you know, and ride this wave. And we know we're gonna crash and here and there, but it's about getting up, you know, and getting back on and continuing the wave. So.
And I'll add, Nick does consulting for cryotherapy. So anybody who's listening, you don't have to come as an undercover client.
We get a lot of undercovers coming.
We understand.
With really, really weird questions that you're like, that's not a normal question I get. So I've kind of been able to sniff these people out. But, but if you're listening, just reach out.
Too.
We can get any equipment you need. We got you.
Yeah.
We've done our research.
Yeah, I love that. I've seen it in different professions.
Right.
Like with Toastmasters, International Winners, they're very giving. in you, cryotherapy. I see it in the beauty industry where they know, you know, just call me and I'll help you learn how to do that.
Exactly.
You know, because when you share, I call it legacy.
Right.
And with your legacy, it's going to go on, you know, your business.
Right.
But it'll carry on for like 1,000 years.
There's enough for everybody.
Passing it on.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's enough for everybody.
Enough for everybody. And you can't really do it all. I mean, we would love to because I go, you know, we can serve everybody. But
yeah, I'd love to have a monopoly going, but it's, you know, we want to see other people be successful too. And it's a big market. So it's not, you know, we may not be for everybody. You know what I mean? You might come in there and feel a little intimidated because we have some athletes in there. But, you know, but I might have a construction worker and a professional basketball player in there at the same time. You just never, it just, that's how broad of a, you know, audience we get. And so it's, you know, that's the cool thing about it is that, you know, hey, this guy's, you know, works, you know, 10 hours a day and he's on his feet. He does blue collar work. And then we got this guy that's, you know, a catered, pampered athlete, you know, but they're both taking care of their body. And that's all we
so
care
true.
About. That's the goal. Take care of your body. And in this day and age where, you know, everybody's so quick to get on some medication or things like that. And that's really how we got into this is I was seeking out natural alternatives because I was tired of cortisone shots. I was tired of opiates. You know, they were masking the pain. I've had friends and teammates that I've seen just spiral, you know, downward out of control just because they were prescribed something. And it's, and that's the thing too. And you've really seen it now. And then just being where we're at in the East Valley, I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Like, this is like, what is it? The opiate crisis is rampant, especially in the East. What is it? The East Valley and some, there were certain parts, but these kids are getting injured and they're getting, I mean, I remember the first time I got a pill after I, you know, hurt my knee.
And
it was the craziest feeling in the world, you know, and it does make you feel good. But, but the ramifications of it later on. And if you don't understand that this isn't something that I have, that I need to take every day or, you know, I see how it's easy for people to get, you know, hooked on that stuff. And thankfully for me, I mean, I'd been prescribed all sorts of different things that I was mentally tough enough to know when, you know, this is getting a little excessive. I need to, I need to seek other alternatives. And that's really what led us to this was just seeking out my other alternatives.
Cause I think that I was blessed just because after surgery or injury, I had a doctor that said, you know what? So I'm like, oh, can I have some more of that stomach coating stuff so I can keep taking my, no, you will not be addicted to my, you know, and so that kind of helped me, but everybody don't have that strong doctor or that strong parent or friend in the room that let's say no. And that right there is pretty awesome. But I want to thank you both for being here in the room with me today on Journey Radio, because not only did I thought I knew a lot just by reading, but I learned so much. And that tells me, you know, Nick is up on his game and he really studies and he knows what he's doing.
I try.
And yeah, the, what you, that leap you took of faith paid off. And so tell us how we can find you, where your location is, your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, if you got it now.
Now we do have Twitter. You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram at Cryo Recovery Lab. We now have a new Twitter. We're still learning. You can also find us on our website at cryorecoverylab.com with all our information. And yeah, we look forward to more clients and helping others get happy.
And what is your physical location right now?
4600 East Cotton Gin Loop, Phoenix, Arizona, 85040.
And everyone, I've been there and you will not be disappointed. So Journey Radio has been brought to you by Divinity Salon. And you can find us at our either Divinity Beauty Bar is what we're marketing right now. Because it is a beauty bar, you have a whole realm of services that you can get from weaves to wigs, and we service cancer patients. If you have lupus or hair loss, we can help you. But we also keep it real with the haircuts, the colors, the highlights, the threading, the nails, and pedicures. So come and see us at 3402 East Broadway, and we're in Tucson, Arizona, 85716. You can also find us at beautybar.com. That's beautybaraz.com. Give us a call, let us know, and we'll give you a divine appointment. Thank you for joining Journey Radio.